Okay, everyone. Back up slowly. Be sure to roll up like a rag doll, no rush. Okay, now lift your hands to the sky and go on your tiptoes. Be sure to take a nice deep breath here and hold. And back down slowly. And let's put our palms together, eyes closed, and one more big, deep breath. Try to be as mindful as you can. Very good. Okay. And let's just be here for a moment with ourselves and each other. Okay, and that ends it. Wow, everyone, you really did amazing. I could see you all trying really hard in today's class, and I'm really proud of you, and you should be proud of each other. We are all done, so just be sure to remember to take your mats and your things with you, and I'll see you next week. Have a great day. Thank you so much for coming in. Oh, excuse me. Do you mind staying behind for just a moment? I wanted to talk to you. Thank you. Okay. Thanks. I promise not to take up too much of your time. I'm sure you're busy, but I wanted to talk to you about how you did in class today. From what I can see, I'm guessing you're pretty new to yoga, is that right? Ah, okay, I thought so. And that's not a bad thing at all. I remember when I had first started and I struggled so much, and I know that feeling that you'll never learn how to get the poses right or how to remain still, but really, at least for me, yoga is about being mindful of what you're doing and trying to be present. I mean, with everything going on in our world and all the technology that's being introduced, it can be really hard to stay in the moment and not want to be distracted. And for me, yoga is a way to reset my brain and, I guess, in a way, relax. And I try to help any of my students who are struggling or new. And I mean, I want to help with being mindful and, of course, the yoga itself. And I just wanted to see if you would like some extra help. No pressure at all. If you don't, it's fine. You do? Okay, perfect. Well, that makes me happy. You really seem to enjoy being here, and honestly, you have a great foundation. I mean, I can tell you're pretty strong. Would it be okay if I just ran my hand along your upper arm? Thanks. Oh, wow. Yeah, you definitely have some power behind these arms, which is, it's important for yoga, physically, that is. I mean, if I stand back and really look at you, you've got an amazing body. You absolutely will have no problem with the poses once you get more practice, and I'll, of course, help with that, and, but I do notice in class, you tend to drift away. I can see your eyes wander, and sometimes you even fail to switch poses after everyone else has. It makes me think you're a bit distracted, which is totally okay. It's normal too. So please don't feel like you're doing anything wrong, but I was just curious. Is there anything distracting you in particular? Are you sure? I promise, I'm not one to judge. Okay. Well, if you're sure, why don't we start to work on the physical part, and maybe later we can work on the mental part. So maybe let's just start with mountain pose. Do you remember that one? You just stand with your arms by your side and legs together, standing up straight. Okay, perfect. Yeah, you look really strong in this position. And let's take a deep breath. How do you feel here? Do you feel okay? Good. Well, how about we move to our next pose, Warrior One. So step your left foot back and a bit of a lunge. Good. Now bend your right knee over your ankle. I know it's hard to balance here, so I'll help you, okay? I'm gonna help you reach your arms up and over your head. Are you okay if I kind of get close to you here? I don't want to make you uncomfortable. Okay, good. So I'm gonna grab your arms and I'll stand right in front of you and keep you steady. Good. I know this one is a bit of a stretch. Are you okay? Okay. Good. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be this close to your face, but you're holding the pose really well, and I can tell you've got strong legs too. You're doing well, even better than in class. I'm glad that some extra attention from me is helping. Are you ready for the next pose? Okay. So this one is Warrior Two. So look ahead, right at me. Good. Now stretch out both arms and make sure your palms are flat and just widen your stance just a little bit. Oh, be careful. I don't want you to slip, okay? Here, I'll make sure my hands are right under your arms so you feel supported and you won't slip. How are you feeling now? Okay? Good. Just a little bit longer before we move into just one more pose, okay? Okay, so let's move into our last pose. It's called Peaceful Warrior. So you're gonna lean back and slide your left hand down your left leg and curl your right arm over your head. Now, this one is a tough one, so don't worry. I'll be right here by your side in case you... Oh my God. Oh God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? I didn't mean to fall on top of you. Are you okay? Okay, good. Oh my gosh, that was so silly. I guess we'll need to work on your balance, won't we? Oh, here, I'm sorry. I'm sitting on your lap a bit. Let me just... Okay. Well, that certainly helped us be in the present moment, didn't it? Well, tell me, how did all of that feel? Not the falling, but the extra lesson. Did that help at all? Yeah? Good. Well, I think it did too. And, you know, I felt that this time you were really being mindful and in the present moment, but in class you still seem to struggle. So I think what would be best is after every class, you and I should stay back just for an extra lesson. You know, I still think I can help you, and well, there's still tons of positions I can show you. Until next time.